Good. All righty. All right, good evening. We would like to call the Mayor and Council special meeting and monthly workshop to order for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, next we have on the docket a public comment. Please step up to the podium and state your name and your address and any comments that you have.
Wendy Zananic, Maple Avenue. I'd like to say that I support a fair redistricting plan that is more representative of the general population of the town of Federalsburg. I don't understand how Resolution 2023-2 gets us there. If the NAACP and the ACLU specifically state issues with at-large voting, then why do we still have two at-large districts on the resolution? Unfair voting practices were supposed to be resolved in 1965. The districts need to be drawn to reflect the town's population. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Susan Andrew, 15 Denton Road, Fellsburg. Same thing she just said. I was wondering if you guys would think about the possibility of putting up another little free library somewhere, or if we could find a location to put one up, because I heard that the one that was down to the marina was vandalized and removed, and I was wondering if we couldn't find a better location that was more had more surveillance or was in a more heavily traveled area. And maybe we could put one up, because our library it's open more now because of
the renovations
going on up to Denton, but it's usually only open 3 days a week. And I know the Blessings Box, you know, it was vandalized one time, mm-hmm. but it's in a public area and it's got the cameras on it, and I know that the police department was going to put cameras around some certain places, so I was wondering if you guys could maybe come to a consensus about where a couple of good places would be where we could put one, and I would be willing to maintain it if we did put one up.
Okay, they're actually putting cameras at the marina.
Mm-hmm.
We were working on that project.
Mm-hmm.
Chief McDermott got a grant, so it might be that we could put it back there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice place with the benches mm-hmm. and on the river.
Well, generally,
so.
It's really probably not a good place because people can take the books and fling them in the water and they're never found. But generally they're in areas like highly foot travel or, you know, like by a home where someone can maintain it fairly easily, you know, walk to and from. If you go to other towns, they're usually out in front of a business or out in front of a private home. Going by what I see in other towns. Whenever I see one, I have a cousin who maintains the one in Chop Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she maintains another one. Where's the other one at? But I'm not sure. Preston.
The one at her
house? Oh, it's at the Preston Park. She maintains those two. And I think her husband made it. You know, he made the little free libraries for her. I don't know if he would do that for us, but I could ask him. But I do think it's something that's nice, like the Blessing Box.
Right.
It's free. Books are easy to come by. You can get them, you know, a lot of times at book sales, you know, a whole bag for a dollar or something like that. So it wouldn't be hard to replenish. So that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up tonight.
Do you have a recommendation of where?
Myself, no. I was just looking for ideas, actually.
Okay.
I don't know if it would be a good idea next to the Blessings Box, you know, but I don't know if that would be confusing because people would think, you know, both blessing boxes or what. But, you know, like if you walk downtown Chestertown or, you know, a lot of the little towns that we visit on vacation, I always try to take a picture of one. It's usually in front of a business or a private home or in a highly foot travel area.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Next we have the introduction to and set the public hearing for Resolution 2023-01, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettelsburg amending Article 1 of the Fettelsburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year and to establish a 4-year term for the Mayor and Council. Is there any discussion? Okay, we'll take a motion to introduce the resolution 2023-01 and set the public hearing for April 3rd, 2023.
I make a motion that we introduce resolution 2023-01 with the public hearing on April 3rd.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have introduction and set the public hearing for resolution number 2023-02, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettelsburg amending Article 2 of the Fettelsburg Town Charter to change the date of the election from September to November, establish legislative districts, and extend the term of the mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Any discussion? Okay, then I will take a motion to introduce resolution number 2023-02 and set the public hearing for April 3rd, 2023.
Make a motion to introduce resolution 2023-02 and to set the public hearing for April 3rd, 2023.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have to introduce and set the public hearing date for resolution number 2023-03, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettelsburg amending Article 3 of the Fettelsburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for the election from 3 years to 1 year and to change the first meeting. Does that type of thing? Just do that one.
First meeting.
Like this sounds like the one I just read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it is the same. Okay. The first one established a 4-year term. Oh, this one is the other one. Okay. So 2023-03 is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettelsburg amending Article 3 of the Fettelsburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year and to change the first meeting of the Mayor and Council from October to December following an election.
I make a motion to introduce resolution number 2023-03 with the public hearing to follow on April 3rd.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, as a reminder, the full resolutions can be found at www.townoffettelsburg.org under the February 21st special meeting, and the public hearing will be where you can speak to each of these resolutions.
Oh, Mayor. Well, yes. That one, that we've got December. Should that be November?
Where? No.
No, because the election would be November.
The election would be November.
Right,
for
November.
Right.
November.
Right. All right, I got
so December would be the first meeting. Okay. Did you have a question?
Quick question. April 3rd, does that begin at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
And what's the duration of that for the public comment?
It'll be for our meeting, so we'll probably have it upstairs. So each person that speaks gets 3 minutes. So we will have a timer to make sure that people stay on task.
Thank you.
Sure. All right, next we have cell tower lease request for qualifications and bid proposal. Town Manager DeRay.
Madam Mayor, members of council, this has been discussed on a number of previous meetings and last year as we prepare for the budget for the new fiscal year. Increase our non-tax revenue. The lease we've got with AT&T pays about $15,160 a year. There have been unsolicited offers in the past to purchase the 99-year rights for the lease tower. And again, that's not, no property changes hands. It's still our water tank. All it does is it changes the landlord of who has the ownership rights to extend rents, charge rents, find new renters on the cell tower itself. Those unsolicited bids have been attractive, $275,000 and up. It really hasn't been a public process other than they've been unsolicited, so this is an opportunity to standardize it, put out a request for qualifications from firms, and at some point in the future, have those qualifications reviewed, and mayor and council make a determination if all, one, some, or none of the qualified firms should be invited to submit a sealed bid. So this is the advertisement for the request for qualifications for the cell tower lease purchase.
Any discussion? Did you have anything you wanted to
add? I did. So I'm fine with it. I would suggest adding as part of the proposal package that any proposers submit also a draft contract or purchase agreement because we found in previous ones terms of the agreement really make or break the deal. So it'd be good to get those at the forefront.
I think that's a good suggestion. So, okay, do you need a motion to go ahead and post that? Okay, we'll take a motion to go ahead and advertise the RFP for the cell tower lease request for qualifications of bid.
Make a motion we instruct town staff to move ahead with the request for qualifications for the cell tower lease purchase.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, thank you. Okay, next we have the 2022 annual report presentation. Town Manager Drake.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, the draft annual report, which is our second annual report, was discussed at the strategic planning and priority setting meeting, a workshop on the 5th of February. At that point, staff had just presented a series of bullet points. It's not ready to go yet because it's not appropriately formatted to match the 2021 report, but the content is, it's up to the mayor's message, the content at this point is ready to be finalized. We've kept the same headings and subjects as we did in the 2021 report, except for the American Rescue Plan. Those projects are well underway now under capital projects, so there's no need to just go over well-trod ground at that point. But the headings are listing what's been accomplished in calendar year 2022, community and economic development, communicating with stakeholders, infrastructure and capital projects, police and public safety. And as a reminder, the police department put out their own annual report at the beginning of January. That's also up on the town website, and it must have been the January 3rd meeting that Chief McDermott was here to do the presentation with the Mayor Council, and then we close out with administration and finance. So again, this is not formatted as the one that we're all familiar with on the town website, but this will be formatted appropriately and posted probably in the next week or so. So if there's any discussion about anything that's been included, excluded, what else we need, and again, formatting will include photos and some graphics, et cetera.
All right, thank you. Anybody have anything else they want to add?
No.
All right, thanks. And we'll get that formatted and turned back around. Thank you very much. It's great information.
Capital projects update. We've got several ongoing capital projects. I'm not really requesting any action at this time, except for one, which we'll deal with at the end of the day. The Marina Park Wetlands and Stormwater Project, we had an on-site. This is funded by Department of Natural Resources. By funding was secured in 2018 to add some gravel wetlands, swales, new tree plantings to reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus runoff and also to give a hand to the standing water issues we've got there. So we put out the RFP in January. There was a meeting on site for potential bidders last Wednesday. We had four prime firms and one who would be a sub firm show up. So that was a good turnout. In the course of discussion, some questions have been raised, and I've been answering them accordingly. But one of the issues that did come up is, do we need or do we have an erosion and sediment control permit? And if we do, and it was pulled in 2018, it's long since expired. So Tristan North is looking into that. Out of deference to that uncertainty, I'm going to be asking that the mayor and council extend the due date from the 27th of February at 2 o'clock until Monday, March the 6th at 2 o'clock. It just buys everybody an extra week and gives us an opportunity to make some, you know, get some certain information about the status of our erosion sediment control permit, and if it's, in fact, long since expired, needs pulling new one, or an engineer one new one. So that's the Marina Wetlands Stormwater Management Project. Old Denton Road Water Main, the project's approximately 80% complete as of early December. There's really been no work that's gone on since that time. And the holdup is waiting for good weather to pave the street. So while there's no paving going on, we'll wait. The project was cost approximately $638,000. It's financed by the Maryland Department of the Environment, half through a grant funding and half through a long-term low interest loan. So that's where we are with that. As soon as we get a stretch of good weather, which should be in the next month or so, then the remaining paving will be done, and that should square up the old Denton Road Water Main project. Building across the street, 115 117 North Main Street, building repairs. Project began several years ago as a town restaurant project. Since the building was owned by the town, grant funding was sought to convert into a shell into a restaurant. The project was funded $100,000 by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. After cost for a professional appraisal and inspection report, and inspection reports attached, that was from July. A professional appraisal was done by McCain out of Salisbury, February, I think it was, it might have been March, but it was just about this time last year. The budget still stands at approximately $93,000 to finish the job. So this project does not answer the town's current debt obligation. The request for proposal was posted in January. We had an on-site meeting for potential bidders on the 14th. None showed. Sealed bids are due on a week from today at 2 o'clock, which time they'll be open and read. So we're hoping that one or a number of qualified contractors would be interested in getting on this project. And again, that's a firm budget. We can get as much done with what we've got as what we can. And then after that, it's up to mayor and council to make the determination as to the disposition of the building. So that's where we are with that.
Question on that, Larry. I don't think I've ever been involved in a bid that didn't have somebody bid on it. Nobody bids, can we then go out and get anybody that we know to then be interested?
I think we'd have no choice but to do that.
I mean, is that the way that works legally? I don't know. That's
yeah, I mean, we've done our due diligence. And
okay.
We followed our procurement procedures,
yeah,
though.
Right.
It's been posted. It's been posted in paper, posted on town social media. There have been a couple of calls of inquiry, but really no takers. And I don't know if it's too small a job. I don't know if it's too tight of a time frame, because it's got to get, everything's got to get done by June 30th. This, you know, we had an extension on the funding. I don't think they're in the mood to give us another extension on the funding simply because we can't find a contractor. So that's
okay.
Where we are. But I remain optimistic that somebody's going to show up between now and then. And I think if we're underway, they may be willing to extend the timetable a little bit. But if we have have nothing to show until it's June 30th.
Right.
We lose the funding. All right. And then the last of the last, the ongoing anyway, is the AMI water meter upgrades. The advanced metering infrastructure is a an efficiency advancement for the town. This is the remote read water meters, which will be replaced. 1,259 meters all over town will be replaced with these new meters. The project is ongoing. The contractor was selected last June. The kickoff was February 6th. The installation of approximately 59 meters took place in the first week, and that interconnectivity is being transmitted even as we speak. So there's a portal now that you can go into and take a look. I think they forwarded that screenshot of 100%. They're beaming 100%, which is good. So this project is through Ferguson Waterworks and Banjer Meters as the contractors, comes under a project cost of $717,000. These were the low bidders when the town put it out last summer. It's all paid for through ARPA funds, which are already on hand and have to be spent by December 31st of next year. So this project also does not incur any debt or cause us to dip into reserves, which is good. There were some issues with the number of meters and the actual size and type of the meters. So an additional survey was taken on, of every meter box in town. That was an additional $17,000 or a 1.2% increase. Again, we'll also pay for that on ARPA. At the end of the day, it's probably going to wind up being a wash anyway. So the installation of the meters will begin sometime between February 28th and March 1st, with an expected completion date of March 23rd. And again, this project does not add to the current debt obligations. So what it's going to do is it's going to make residents know in real time what their water usage is like, because they can check it. If they can't check it, they can call in the town hall and we can check it for them. It's pretty simple. So people will know, we'll get a reading four times an hour instead of four times a year. So we'll know well in advance what people's water usage looks like. You can monitor your own as well. People who are going to have a leak will know that sooner rather than later. And again, either you can flag your own or we can flag the system X number of gallons that have been used per day. And if anybody's meter turns over more than those gallons per day, they would get a flag in the morning that those accounts have turned over. So it's a lot more information and new. It's an efficiency of staff time because the crew doesn't have to go out and tap water meters for 3 weeks, every 3 months. And it upgrades all of our old meters to brand new meters. So this should be a good project for the town for a period of about 12 years before all these meters need to be replaced again. So I would advise we start squirreling money away for the next time we have to change meters, just as a guarantee that we'll bring another ARPA. That's the last of the capital projects that are ongoing, so I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any.
I have a question and a statement about that. So I talked to the mayor of Galena, and they have Ferguson, who they're extremely happy with. But what they did set up is they set up reportings for meters that do not ever zero out. Like, at some point, your house doesn't use any water. Like, your ice maker, you're not running the dishwasher. At some point, your meter will reset itself back to zero. So they ran a report of meters that were not resetting themselves back to zero and called the residents and said, we're seeing that your meter is not resetting back to zero. You have a leak somewhere, whether it's a toilet running or something is going on in your house. Your meter is never resetting back to zero in a period of time. So I think that was really helpful. They said they called people repeatedly, and they were like, no. And their residents called back and said, thank you for letting me know. I did find the leak. I had a toilet running on the third floor, and thank you for saving me money. So I think that's a nice thing that we can offer to residents to help them catch the leak instead of them calling, after they get their bill and they now have had something running for an extra, 3 months or 4 months or something. So, and then with the count of meters, does this also include the places that currently are not metered?
No.
Okay.
It's only the replacement of the meters.
Okay, so can we get information on adding meters to the places that we currently do not meter, just so we are we know what we're writing off?
Yeah, I mean, we can get that done after the March 23rd.
Okay.
Let's you know.
I mean, I'm assuming we'll need to buy the meter, so we should just get a list together of, you know, so we know how many we're going to need to purchase for that specific purpose. So, okay. Does anybody else have any other comments?
No.
All right, very good. Thank you. Next, we have the review of town debt. Town Manager DeRay.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, members of council, really in response to the question on our last meeting about ongoing, but specifically the last meeting about water bills, why are water bills so high? Well, there are reasons why, and one of those reasons is the long-term debt that the town carries. Now, staff report, there are reasons to take on debt. So debt is neutral. Debt's neither good or it's bad. So there are reasons to take on debt. And frequently, those reasons are to make the cost of long-term high-expense capital projects more equitable. Somebody's going to be benefiting from this project 20 years from now, so somebody 18 years down the road should be paying their fair share of the cost of it, as opposed to doing pay-as-you-go, which is save up a bunch of money, determine the projects you want to pursue, and spend down the money you've saved. There are benefits of pay-as-you-go. The biggest benefit is you've got the money in the bank. So for us, that's why ARPA's been good for us. We've been able to purchase some capital equipment, pursue the water meters, put $1 million towards street repair, all of which we couldn't have paid for out of money in the bank because we don't have that much money in the bank. And second of all, it would have meant we incurred more debt. So that's why pay-as-you-go is valuable, and ARPA for us has been a pay-as-you-go option. But pay-as-you-go isn't the only way to do it. There's perfectly good reasons why you borrow money, and it's neither good nor bad. It just has a context. You know, you can afford to pay it, and when you make that determination, other decisions have to be made, perhaps along operations. Our two principal costs are debt and personnel. All right, everything else, about 42 cents on the dollar, is what we actually do. That's not what we actually do government with. And about 58 cents on the dollar is debt and personnel. So it's neither good nor bad, but it always has a context. Also, it's put within the context of, are you growing or not growing? You take on long-term debt. Hopefully, you're growing in terms of debt and not stagnant during the term of debt. Part of our problem is that we haven't been growing either tax base, outside of assessment, or water and sewer customers. The record also shows that Federalsburg carries a great deal of debt. The good news is the town always meets our debt obligations, and the amount of debt drops every year. That's on the bright side. A little bit on the darker side is that we have several more years to go where we have to make substantial payments before even that debt drops off. So that's on the upside as well. It's easy to find the debt. You can always go to page 11 of the audit, and the liabilities are listed there, so that's where you'll find the debt. You'll notice, and this goes back to 2017 fiscal year, you'll notice that the total debt, and then there's the payable bonds and notes. So payable bonds and notes are typically what we think of as debt. The total debt are also other obligations we've taken on through pension, and that gets paid from generally out of payroll, managed payroll. So that's typically another $1 million we carry, or $1.1 million we carry in debt every year. But that doesn't necessarily come out of, you know, rate payers or something. But the utility bills for sure come out of, the utility debts for sure come out of the rate payers. So that's where we stand. You can see the debt goes down on a regular basis. It's all good news. I'll show a graphic in a minute that continues to show the good news. But while the audit report makes the debt obligation clear, another common town document shows the impact, and that's your water bill, our utility bill. Right? And although it's a bit of a misnomer, since water debt is a fraction of the sewer debt, what you're actually paying in big picture is a sewer bill, but everybody refers to it as a water bill. But this is what it looks like. All right? So there's fixed costs that have to do with the debt service, the Chesapeake Bay cleanup, and of course residential trash collection, all of which show on your bill before a drop of water, a gallon of water, has turned over on the meters. So So this is what we look. This is what it looks like. And this graphic came from the submittal that our engineers, GMB, put together for the Maryland Department of Environment, Water Quality, submittal, grant submittals, January 31st. I think everything was due. This was the pump station repairs as well as the belt press at the sewer plant. All right. So last time rates went up was 4 years ago. And you can see what the debt is. And of course, this is every quarter. So every quarter by year, by fiscal year. The water debt is a fraction of the sewer debt. And sewer debt's just under $110 a quarter. And the water debt is just over $21 a quarter. So we're already at $131 and some change. And to answer that, the Chesapeake Bay cleanup, restoration cleanup is $15. So our fixed cost already at $146 and some change, again, before a gallon of water is turned over. You throw in trash, we're now at about $187 fixed costs every quarter before anybody's used any water. And you can see the cost of water consistently, because average rate increases in 4 years, the cost of water is actually pretty cheap per 1,000 gallons, $3.15, and the cost of sewer costs more to clean up the dirty water than it does to take the water out of a well and treat it for drinking, is a little over $8 for 1,000 gallons, $8.42 if I'm doing my math right, per 1,000 gallons of water and sewer. So let's say someone is using 10,000 gallons of water, round number, during a quarter, that's $82 and some change of their actual water bill. But the debt service on that and the trash collection on that is $100. Is that and $100 more? So $186, maybe $187 and some change for all the other stuff that has nothing to do with a gallon of water coming out of your faucet or going down your sink. And that may not have always been clear or understood, but the graphic I think spells it out pretty clearly as far as what usage is and what the debt is. So that other towns aren't paying this kind of water bill. Might want to ask them what their debt looks like. Because the cost of treating water, regardless of where you're treating it, is pretty much the same. Outside of, as far as the process, outside of the debt service that goes along with it. And everybody should be carrying this big restoration fee, although I don't know how other communities feel that. So there's that. And I just want to show this graph. People have seen it before. But it's the on the horizon good news. And of course, this is everything. This is road debt. This is police radio debt. This is water and sewer debt, etc. Principal and interest. And you can see that every year, and the normative date we just use, this is from debt books, the normative date we've just used is September 30th of every fiscal year. So it comes to ballpark the high 770s, 770,000 and some change for debt and for interest and principal. In 2028, that's going to drop off, save about $95,000 because we'll be paying off one of our bonds comes to maturity, and I could look that up, but off the top of my head, I don't know which one that is. But the real good news happens just a couple of years later. By 2029, we can see our debt drops substantially to just over $300,000. So what that means is that this increment and there that we were paying for principal and interest on debt is going to be gone, and as a result, unless more debt is incurred, that is freed up to do other things with. So
she left.
So that's the bright side. Now the bright side isn't tomorrow. The bright side is 4 years away, 4 or 5 years away. But there is a bright side because some of these bonds go back into the 1990s, 2007, 2013, 14, 15. So when the town takes on a decade-long obligation. And you can see we have a decades-long obligation going out to 2049 for a bond. bond that we took on in 2019, 30-year payment, which I believe is Old Vic Road. That's what it looks like. So it's a context. It's not a problem. It just needs to be, everything needs to be managed around it, because we can't default on our debt. We don't have, we don't have the privilege. Again, short of finding more ratepayers, those rates will be where they are until the debt's paid off. And if us finding more ratepayers is always a priority.
All right. Any questions?
Yeah, I've got two of them, Larry. 2028 to 2029, when it drops down, do we know, is that free funds to us, or is that water sewer funds that are now being able to be reinvested?
I think that's
a combination?
I can look up what those issues are
I just wasn't sure. And is the old Denton Road still possible forgiveness?
I think at this point, no. Because one.
I couldn't remember what the stipulation was for the forgiveness, is why I asked.
Old Denton Road is being financed as a water main project, not as a street project. So, because it's principally a water main project.
Right.
The side benefit isn't going to repay the street. But this was a wrestling match with NDE at this point now, 2 years ago, about that debt service thing. We had a debt service ratio of less than one.
Right.
It was whatever it was, 0.84, something like that. It was debated. It was doubtful we were going to be funded in the first place, because they wanted to see our ratio more like 1.2. And what that means is it's 88 cents or 84 cents on a dollar, as opposed to $1.20 on a dollar, which is what their goal is. That makes you better. Basically, it's a better credit score. All right, so we had a less than good credit score. So what saved us was the solar panel project. And the solar panel project not only generates the solar credits, which we sell, but it also is reduction of the wastewater plant and pump stations utility bills. And that should be to the tune of about $140,000 a year. That's ongoing, so every time the bills come in, we always need to wrestle with the bills to make sure that we're getting our credits. But that helped reduce the operational cost of the sewer plant. So reducing the operational cost of the sewer plant made that debt service ratio pop up above one. So that made us more of an attractive recipient of a loan than we otherwise would have been. So there was that. But that, too, was pointed out in the Davenport report, that debt service ratio has only been above one once since 2017. So we always run short on that one. Yeah, I'm looking right at it. 2017, it was $1.31. 2018, it was 74 cents. 2019, it was 83 cents. 2020 was 78 cents, and 2021 was 74 cents. Back to 74 cents like it was in 2018.
So page 27 is the one where the detail is for the debt that falls off. So what's Maryland loan 1995? Because the other ones, like water quality loan and wastewater treatment upgrade, like they're kind of self-explanatory, but I don't know. I didn't know what the Maryland loan 1995 was for.
Yeah, I mean, again,
I'm just curious as to, because the rest of them you can tell by the name.
Right.
You know, that one you really can tell by the name.
This is strictly a guess. Maryland loan 1995 would have been roughly around when they did a major upgrade to the
treatment plant.
I may be off on the year, but it was close to that, I think.
Yeah.
So it might just be the winding down.
I think
that.
The Holland Drive loop is in there, too. Finance and Fuller, they put that loop in.
Okay.
And a couple of things, like dump trucks falling off, and as so is one of the other.
We
Oh, yes.
That was 2 years ago?
Probably at least that.
Okay. Yeah, and that was 34,000. So, you know, these little things that drop off. Police radio.
That's
going to
come off soon.
Yeah,
that's
about 11 or 12 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's, well, 12 grand a year doesn't sound like much. It's, you know, 8/10 of a cent on tax rate. So, it actually is a little something.
All right.
And when 94,000 drops off, you know, and whenever that is, 2028, then we're looking at, you know, roughly 7 cents on the dollar, 7 cents on the tax rate, which is a good thing.
Be nice.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
But until then, efficiencies and, you know, we cut when we can. Other capital projects were pursuing federal earmarking, and again, you know, why do you confer debt? Well, earmarking was gone for about 20 years until it came back a few years ago. So we're also pursuing that route for direct congressional spending, and we pursue grants where we can. It's hard to make the 80-20 match, so we do what we can and try and be judicious about what projects are selected and what gets kicked down the road a few years. Like the broadband project just kicked down the road for a few years because it's $1 million and, you know, the best funding we could find was 80% grant, 20% loan. Take on another $200,000 in debt. I don't know where credit worthy for another $200,000 in debt for some of the rest of this falls off.
No, it'd be nice to get some of the software back. So. Right, and are there any other questions? Great. So for the Marina Park Wetlands Project, you just need a motion to extend that. So you want to go from February 27th to March 6th?
Correct.
Okay. So we'll take a motion to extend the RFP due date for the Marina Park Wetlands Project from February 27th, 2023 at 2 p.m. to March 6th at 2 p.m.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have mayor and council action items. Councilman Windsor?
One day last week I was just kind of bopping around the town and I noticed the public works vehicles. Some of them have the old decal on the door, some have the new decal on the door, and some don't have any decal on the door. It makes us look second rate. You know, if we get that updated, you know, right, that was it. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilwoman Soule?
I just have one thing. You may remember Amy Horn spoke at her last mayor and council meeting, and she had talked about the Pinwheels for Prevention program that CASA is doing. They're doing their planting of their garden on April 5th. The Federalsburg Lions Club and some local businesses will be doing our own here in Federalsburg on Thursday, April 6th at 4 p.m. And we'll be meeting here on Main Street at the Men for Change Garden. We'll be planting our pinwheels for child abuse prevention. Along with that, Amy had said that Wednesday, April 5th, and by extension, the whole month of April was turn blue. April 5th is wear blue, but they want you to, you know, put blue lights and whatever. My question is, can we light the water tower blue at least on April 5th, if not the whole month of April? I don't know what the procedure is to make any requests there.
Yeah, it was blue last night.
Yeah, it was. By then, where's the snow? Crawl will be long gone.
Let's hope.
So,
right.
That many thoughts of snow.
So I'm sure we can, if not for the whole month, we can get this right. April 5th, the day before.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
Nothing.
All right. And Councilman Willoughby is out sick, so he's not joining us tonight. The only thing I have is March 4th is our Sturgeon Reveal Party and Digital Scavenger Hunt at the Historical Society. It is from 11 to 2. The Lions Club is providing hot dogs, chips, and water. So the Digital Scavenger Hunt is for families to, they will get a score sheet with points of highlights around Fettlesburg, and they will go out and take pictures and post on social media in honor of our bicentennial, as well as see the 13 sturgeon that have been decorated and delivered. They are starting to roll in, so we've been getting calls to take delivery of the fish. So I will be posting. We are not going to tell people the locations for the pictures because we've been a little creative with some old names of things, so people have to do a little research. But I think it's a great time for people to run around town, take some pictures, and get us some good, have some good family fun around town. So, and it's free to the public. And we do have gift cards for drawings. So if you get, there's a total of 50 points. If you get 50 points, you get entered into a drawing for a specific gift card. And we have four different prize categories for number of points collected. And we do have a team that are working the event. So if somebody needed a hint, they could always certainly, you know, phone a friend or ask for help for the items on the scavenger hunt. So we will get that posted and get the reminder out. I think it's going to be a great event. And then the last thing that I have was I just recently attended the mayor's conference, and it was full of great information. This is probably out of the one we didn't have one. It was virtual because of COVID, but the four that I've been to, this has probably been the best one. MML is under new leadership. She is doing a great job. They are revamping their website. There's a lot of new things coming down the pike for communication and working with the towns, so I'm really excited about the leadership and how they're changing things up to make it more more involved and more helpful to all of the towns. So that's all that I have.
And what was that date, Mayor? On the scavenger hunt.
Oh, March 4th at the Historical Society from 11 to 2. I will say one of the options is to take a picture with a council member. So if you are available, you know, people get points for taking a picture with you.
They can come work with me that day. It's your bonus.
People might be knocking on your doors.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just, oh, yes, we can give away hot dogs.
Yeah.
We're giving away hot dogs. So if there isn't anything else, then I will take a motion for executive session.
I make a motion that we adjourn into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Alrighty. Thank you all for coming.
Susan.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks. You too.